It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Nick and Ken here with you on the BetQL Network. 20 minutes from now, Power Hour here on the show featuring all our bets for tonight. And also, we'll seed the best NFL teams in the 2000s, which I'm ridiculously
so excited for this. Yeah.
Next break is
to figure out like who's in the play-in. Maybe we could just bring that on the air, because like play-in, I think we actually know.
Definitely doing that on the air. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, no, but I just mean like we left it like there was a decision point. There may not be a decision point. We may be able to allow enough teams in the field that it doesn't matter.
All right, we'll figure it out. Joining us right now to help us figure it out in terms of PGA Tour and the LIV this weekend is our pal James Mazzola of the For Profit Podcast. Everyone should be supporting James by following him on Twitter at JMSJD, and he hosts a great sports betting podcast centered around golf, of course, the For Profit Podcast. Everyone needs to check that out, For Profit Podcast, and on Twitter at JMSJD. JMS, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, Tuesday, BetQL Network, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. This is a crazy week for golf. There's like three somewhat viable tournaments. If you like to watch golf, you have pretty much, wall-to-wall coverage. I'm pretty excited for this weekend. I'm excited. There's a lot to talk about.
I'm guessing there's like a European tour event that's also very good. I didn't even know that. But rank the three tournaments this week in the order of, like you're excited to watch them. Like, is the John Deere ever first? Like, for me, the LIV is first. What's the order for you for the three?
Oh, the LIV is first by far. Mostly, Pumpkin Ridge is a West Coast golf course that we've never seen before in Oregon. I've actually played it a couple times, so that gives me even a little more incentive to want to go up there and want to watch the LIV. Although, you know, their coverage, we'll see. YouTube, have the YouTube streaming, I guess. John Deere has two of the top 75 players in the world in it. So, you know, to say that that's a weak field, it might be a little bit of an understatement. And then, you know, some early morning Irish Open, never heard anyone. We got Shane Lowry, Thomas Peters there, just a little precursor for the Scottish and then obviously the British in 2 weeks. So, there's a lot going on. But, yeah, I would definitely have it LIV, John Deere, Irish Open.
My fiance is going to be in Ireland for the next week here. Maybe we get her to put some bets down for us on the Irish Open when she's over there.
She will be out there all 4 days, right? Braving the weather.
I'm sure she can't wait to go with her mom. Go watch golf.
Parka and umbrella.
Right. Let's see if we can get some. We'll get to the PGA in a second, but let's do some LIV here with the odds right now. Dustin Johnson is obviously your favorite, 7-1. Louis Hughes Taysen at 10. Anser and Gooch at 12. Koepka 14. Bryson 16. Reed Garcia and at 18.
It's that board is just reading. Those names, that's incredible.
The names are actually somewhat decent. I mean, they're not like the best players, but like the names are somewhat decent. Reed, Sergio, and Kevin Na at 18-1. And Charles Schwartzel in charge. He was in charge of the first tournament, won $4 million. He's at 25-1 along with Sam Horsfield. If you had to bet the LIV, J-Maz, what are you doing and why?
So, you know, Pumpkin Ridge is an interesting course. We got Poa Green. So I guess that's the first point of start right there. And you have basically the Poa Green specialist in Dustin Johnson at 6-1. You could probably just bet DJ and get a sweat out of this. He T10'd it there in London. He was the best performing LIV player at the U.S. Open. So he has been showing a little bit of form. I like Abe Anser, guy who grew up in Poa Greens there in Mexico. And then another guy I like, Matt Jones. Australian,
who?
You know, used to those Poa Greens. It is a very tight golf course, so you're going to want to make sure. Obviously, driving it in play is going to be key. The sight of Tiger Woods' sixth and final USGA win back when he was an amateur. He won six straight USAMs between the Junior Am and the United States Amateur, which is like something that'll never happen again. Just a little side note, but I'm really excited to see what happens here. I'm going to fade Patrick Reed. He's been driving all kinds of crooked. If you drive a crooked at Pumpkin, you're gonna be in trouble. So that's kind of where I'm looking. And like I said, just a DJ bet, and you probably will have a sweat on Sunday when they're finishing up.
James, we'll get into kind of like the meat of the interview, which is the John Deere Classic, in a second, which sounds like a funny thing to say out loud since, what was it, two of the top 75 players are playing in it. You mentioned the Irish Open. I just have to ask, the answer could be no, and then Nick will ask you about the John Deere Classic. Are you betting on the Irish? Like, are there bets to be made? Is there something valuable that we should be paying attention to at the Irish Open since you mentioned it?
The only guy that caught my eye is Ryan Fox. He's playing some awesome golf. He had a great little run here in the United States. I'm actually just seeing him at 28-1. So that's a guy that I probably will pick off. Other than that, I'm not going to have much action at the Irish Open. But it's just a fun event to watch because the golf courses are just so much different than what we see week to week. So it's a nice little, for me on the West Coast, I'll wake up, grab some cereal and watch a little Irish Open to get my day started.
That's really, things could be worse than that, cereal in the Irish Open. Start off your day on a weekend in the summer. John Deere Classic. This odds board is sad.
Brutal.
It's sad. Webb Simpson is your favorite. Webb at 11-1, followed by
you can make an argument John Deere is the biggest name on this futures market.
I mean, really to be fair, great tractors.
Yes, love the products.
Yeah. Mr. Thigala, maybe on a Sunday he would like to forget, at 22-1. Charles Howell at 25, along with Denny McCarthy, Brendan Todd, Matt McNeely, Patrick Rogers, Aaron's younger brother. Who do we like here at the top of the odds board here at the John Deere Classic?
I mean, I don't really like anyone. I don't like any of these names. I don't care. You go all the way down to like 90-1. I'm not sure I like anyone, but this is a golf course that has seen some random winners. It also seen some first time winners. Spieth won here first. Bryson, Reavy, Ryan Moore, I believe, had his first victory here. So it has, produced. So maybe throw that win equity kind of out the window a little bit. Has some long shots. Has some tighter guys as well. It's a golf course where you have to make birdies. So, first and foremost, we're going to look for our birdie makers, the guys who are going to obviously get the ball in play. You're going to have to game post strokes putting. It turns into a putting contest, which is wild that Lucas Glover won last year because he's one of the worst putters on tour. Got hotter than the sun with the flat stick last year, and the way that he strikes it, that's an easy recipe for success. So top of the board, I'm not really interested in any of these guys. The Gala at 25 is crazy that we're there. Like that's kind of goes to show you what we're looking at this week. I'm going to have some Matt McNeely. Mostly because of his putting prowess and ability to keep the ball in play. But at the top of the board, him and Patrick Rogers, who was an Iowa boy, probably grew up dreaming of winning this tournament. No, I'm just kidding. that's probably about it for me. I'm going to be looking way further down the odds boards into like the 60s and higher for my plays.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, James, just again, like looking at this, hearing your answer where we're like laughing about the quality of the top of the board, knowing kind of the history of the event, knowing where it sits on the calendar, like sandwiched between two majors, nobody really cares. Seems like it would just promote really random things happening. So even the guys at the top, like missing the cut or something ridiculous happening, somebody 200-1 winning the tournament because no one's any good. You mentioned you're going further down the odds board for your outrights. Yeah, give us an idea of like how far down, like what's almost the craziest price guys that you have winning this?
Yeah, again, and I think you're totally right. Webb to miss the cut. I mean, this is a guy who has dealt with injuries and, he's playing a lot of golf right now. So, I mean, that's totally doable, right? The first bet I would probably make is if you have this offer to you is just, a field bet versus the top 50, you're going to have a sweat no matter what on Sunday. If you can find that, if you can't find that, I mean, I'm going as low as like Mark Hubbard at 90-1, 100-1 hits it super short, but is an excellent, excellent iron player. Wonderful short game. My favorite play actually of the week and the biggest edge is David Lipsky for me. I found a 90-1 on him. PGA Tour rookie, right? So, I'm not worried about the fact that he hasn't won because we've seen it a lot here. He has missed two straight cuts, missed him right on the number at the Canadian Travelers. Prior to that, Memorial was solid finish at Schwab. A wonderful iron player and a great putter. And we've seen him gain up to five strokes putting this year at the Arnold Palmer. So, a guy who's kind of popping all over the place and you're getting a long shot on him. My boy CT Pan is a former winner on tour. Go Huskies. Bunts it. That's okay on this golf course. Wonderful putter again. I mean, you're just basically getting all the guys who are short, who don't really have a chance week in and week out. This week, you don't have to hit it far. You just need to get hot with the flat and you win. So it really just, if you want to throw a bunch of guys from like 60-100 on the board and just start throwing some darts, I mean, obviously be a little more scientific than that. But ultimately you do see some randomness here. So this is the time you take advantage of it and get a bunch of guys.
The short and doesn't have a chance. On me, you better you bet. Nick and Ken here on a terrific Tuesday. BetQL Network talking golf with James Mazzola from the For Profit Podcast on Twitter at JMazJD. JMaz, any head-to-head matchups here for the John Deere?
Yeah, I'm going to – I can't pronounce his name. Christian Bezenhout. Come on down. You're up. I'm going to go ahead and back Bezenhout over Jason Day. Bezenhout, 12th at the AT&T. Did miss the cut the PGA, 15th at the Schwab. Didn't play real well last week, but that's okay. We're going to look past that. What we do see with Jason Day is the fact that he's lost strokes on approach in like six straight. He's kind of a putter kind of guy right now, back to his old ways. But if you're going to have that kind of iron play on this golf course, you're not going to be very successful. He's driving it crooked as well. Although the fairways are wide, if you do get outside the fairways, there will be some trouble. And you just cannot make bogeys here. Day is more of a grinder, scrambler for par kind of guy at this stage of his career. So I'm going to be looking to fade Jason Day. Another name that I will completely destroy here, Svensson over Cam Champ. Cam Champ's length is going to be neutralized here. Svensson has been awesome with his approach game recently, a guy that I have an outright on as well. I remember he stole like a first-round leader from me when I had no idea who he was like a long time ago. Wonderful putter, four strokes gained last week at the Travelers, basically a top 40 machine over the last month and a half. So he's a guy that I'm looking to back both outright and in the full-term head-to-head market against Cam Champ.
James, you're awesome. We appreciate it. James JD, the For Profit Podcast, giving us bets and thoughts on three different golf tournaments going on this weekend. My friend, enjoy the cereal, enjoy the Irish Open, enjoy the Live, enjoy the John Deere, and we will talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
All right, thanks guys, talk to you soon.
James Fazola here with us on the show. That was a tour de force performance by James. If you had to choose, if I gave you a choice,
all right,
free John Deere tractor or a free lifetime supply of Jimmy Dean frozen sausage and sausage sandwich and breakfast sandwiches, which would you choose?
I thought you were going to say like John Deere or Saudi Arabian oil. Like what would you pick? John Deere or the fuel that powers it? Sausage. What do I need a tractor for?
I feel like some people would say the tractor. I also don't need a tractor.
Well, yeah. People with way more like ability to be handy and farm than me. Till the land or whatever you guys are doing out there. I don't know.
What is tilling? When you till the land, what does that do?
I think that doesn't that like break up the soil and it like gets it set for you to plant stuff in it?
I don't know.
I think it does. Yeah. I think it's like raking it almost, right?
Tilling.
Yeah. Mike says I'm right. That was pretty good. Farmed a day in my life.
I could come up with about 50,000 things I'd rather do than till the land. The land can remain untilled as far as I'm concerned.
How about seeding NFL teams of the 2000s? Is that at the top?
That's probably in like the top like 10 at this point, at this current moment in my life.
What do we need to accomplish here? Are we going to, we're going to try to be done seeding, but there's no way we're done seeding by the end of the show.
Right. We got 4 hours tomorrow.
Great. Part one.
Part one of hopefully several. We'll pick this up when we're back from vacation.
It's going to be like Harry Potter books. Get to the end, it's still two parts.
This is going to be Nick Kend, the 2000 Ravens, and the Order of the Phoenix. Coming up next, Power Hour, Final Hour. You Better You Bet, Nick and Ken.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.